This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Every once in a while, I get to go out into this great state and talk to artisans. The most recent trip was to Marshall, Michigan. In this nondescript building, Derek Smith is reaming a hole to fit a tuning key into a head of a mandolin. That sound is a little irritating, so I asked Smith if he could create a different sound. Smith and the rest of the team at Northfield Mandolins make high-end instruments, and the demand for mandolins is brisk.
It amazes me with all instruments, because I've worked with instruments for over 20 years, if not here. I worked with elderly instruments, is where I started years ago. And I wondered all the time, and still do, where do all these instruments go? Because we're not the only ones, and we're pretty tiny compared to some of the larger manufacturers. So apparently there is a large demand, and there's some very noteworthy people, Chris Thiele on the scene now with his radio show. I mean, I have to imagine that's giving the mandolin a good boost. It's good for us.
Hi, it's Chris Thiele inviting you to tune into our show live from here each weekend, where you'll hear some amazing music, a bit of comedy, and my new song of the week.
Thiele plays the mandolin on Live From Here, which airs on nearly 600 public radio stations across the nation. As we walked around the shop, Smith was showing me some of the mandolins being made.
We build, I guess offhand, probably 8 or 9 different models of mandolins, all mandolin. Sometimes standard bodies, sometimes octave mandolins.
Yeah, you were showing me that it looks like a guitar.
Yeah, very much a guitar, traditional guitar body. We've made it significantly smaller than what most people see in guitars, but the flat top bracing nature is all there. But still has 8 strings like a mandolin, tuned like a mandolin, but an octave lower.
Northfield also has a shop in China, in Qingdao. The two shops work cooperatively and ship parts and instruments back and forth. Some of the mandolins made in Marshall get shipped to Qingdao, and some of the Chinese mandolins are shipped to the U.S. I was curious, who was buying these higher-priced mandolins?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, most of them are probably residing in the States, but we ship many mandolins internationally as well. I mean, we have dealers, several in Europe, one in Japan. We ship to Australia. We ship all over Canada. So in terms of where people are buying it, it's everywhere. There's definitely that strong bluegrass person that's buying our mandolins, but it's finding its way into Celtic music, pop music. I mean, there's really the boundaries these days are really blurred.
One of the things you can't help but notice in the shop are humidifiers scattered all around. Smith says keeping a little humidity in the air helps the instruments in wood. He was actually working on a mandolin one customer sent in to be repaired. It had been severely dried out.
On the back, you could literally see there's braces that run inside here, and there's a big neck block. You could see the maple sucked in around those things. It was so I'm amazed it didn't crack. I'm very pleased it didn't crack.
Tell me, what do you like? What fascinates you about being involved in this process of making mandolins or any instrument for that matter?
Oh, man, you know, I think at the root of it, I was thinking about this yesterday, actually, because I was kind of thinking about, okay, you know, well, how's this interview going to go? But what I was thinking of yesterday, what really draws me to the process, because I touch every part of the mandolin manufacturing process from going and looking at the tree to shipping it out the door and really everything in between. And I think when I really find the ultimate pleasure or sort of loss of myself in this work, it's when I'm doing something very simple, usually machining wood before it's ever a mandolin, usually processing a tree into boards. And I literally feel like I'm part of something that's been done for a very long time. It's almost like an ancestral line, if that's not getting too deep with it. Well, it's not for me. When I'm sitting there working on a piece of wood, it's like, this feels probably pretty much like it did 5,000 years ago working on a piece of wood. And for me, that's totally cool, man. I really, when I feel that in my bones and I'm working on a piece of wood, it's like, yep, that's it.
That's Derek Smith with Northfield Mandolins in Marshall. our latest artisan of Michigan. Oh, one more thing. The folks at Northfield have been organizing an annual Marshall Mandolin Summit. It brings in players, teachers, and students from all over, and many performances are open to the public. This year, it will be held August 8th through the 11th. Support for arts and culture coverage is supported in part by an award from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.